Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. It's Friday, and that means America's Great Loop Cruisers Association's weekly blog radio. I'm Janice Cromer, and I'm no longer the director. I am now the Member Services Coordinator. And, of course, Steve is with us also in case we have any technical problems. Before we get started, I would like to publicly acknowledge and thank our Admiral sponsors, Curtis Stokes & Associates, Dog River Marina, Passage Maker Trawler Fest, Skipper Bob Publications, and Waterway Guide Media. HELCA, as we call ourselves for short, is an organization of people who share the adventure and camaraderie of America's Great Loop. For those not familiar with the Great Loop, it's the continuous waterway that circles the eastern portion of North America. Our association was formed to disseminate information about this awesome journey. For those wishing to learn more about the Great Loop, please visit our website at www.greatloop.org. Non-members can join the association at the site, or anyone can sign up for one of our new one-day seminars that will give you a wealth of information about this cruising lifestyle that is the Great Loop. We've planned something a little bit different for you this week. Our guest host is actually from the Homeport Cruise Zone, Kimberly Russo. Kim is our new director, and she has great plans for AGLCA. Our current members and our Facebook followers are kind of familiar with Kim. I've been privy to some of her exciting plans for AGLCA, and I know she's eager to share them with our listeners. We are live this morning, so if anybody would like to call in with a question or comment that's pertinent to our subject, please use the toll-free number 877-497-1815. Welcome, Kim.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for taking the time. I know you are super busy this week and have so many plans for AGLCA. To give us a plug, although it's too late for this time, our one-day seminar for the cruising lifestyle is, we have one coming up a week from today in Fort Myers. It is currently sold out, but one of the subjects Kim will be talking about is other plans she has. Kim, let's start a little bit with your career history. Did you always start in boating?
No, I didn't. I actually started my career in the telecommunications field, and AGLCA is currently under the umbrella of a company known as KFR Services. So I've been with KFR Services for probably longer than I care to admit, because that might be telling my age. But I've been in the telecom industry for 20 or so years, and I've had the privilege of working on a somewhat irregular basis with the Great Loopers. Since the current company took over running AGLCA, which was, I believe, around 2008. So I've had the privilege of working with AGLCA for 6 or 7 or 8 years with a little bit of breaks in between here and there. But this has really become my passion. It's a great group of people, and it's a lot of fun.
Fantastic. I know everybody who's met you. Kim has been to several of our rendezvous. Everybody just loves Kim, and Kim has functioned as our MC. She's being a little bit modest, but her educational background was not public relations, but broadcast media. So she's well suited to function at as the MC at our rendezvous.
Yeah, and to just kind of go back to the original question and answer it, I guess, in a little bit more detail. My primary role in the telecommunications industry has been in the sales and marketing function, and our customers tend to be telecommunications service providers. So I've done a lot of digital media and a lot of marketing, and that kind of flows through to helping to put out information for loopers and for our sponsors that is useful to them, and continuing to improve upon doing that in a way that makes it easy for everyone to use.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was just going to say, to expand a little bit on what I've been doing for AGLCA for the past several years. As Jana said, I have been serving as the MC at our rendezvous, which is my favorite time of the year is when I get, and in fact, when I was primarily in telecom, it was always really exciting for me to get to leave that corporate stuff for a week or two at a time and go to our rendezvous because they're a lot of fun. But in addition to that, for the past 2 to 3 years, I guess, I've been overseeing the sponsor portion of AGLCA. And just as of June, I guess this past June or July, I started really working with AGLCA on nearly a full-time basis.
When did the interest in voting begin?
I first got interested in voting when I moved to Charleston, and that was about 20 years ago. Got a small boat and started cruising around the waterways here. We've got so much water here in Charleston that there's a lot to see and a lot to do. I first heard about the Great Loop from Steve. And actually, for those of you who don't know, most of you who are current members probably do, but Janice and Steve are my parents. And I first heard about the Great Loop when it became a passion for my dad, for Steve. And initially, like a lot of children of loopers, I thought, what is this crazy idea that, you know, he's going to leave here, he's going to leave the kids and the grandkids behind and take my mom and hop on this boat for a year. And when I really came to understand what the Great Loop was and what it meant to be a looper was in sitting down with Ron and Eva Staub, who founded the association. And when I saw their pictures of their Great Loop trip, that's when I was completely sold on the idea, and it's really become a passion and a dream of mine since that point.
One of my fondest memories of Kim was quite a number of years ago. Kim and her husband had, as Kim said, not a tiny boat, but, kind of a smallish boat. And Steve and I were on No Sense, which is our marine trader. And Kim and her husband pulled up and wanted to tie to our boat. And Kim threw the lines while she was holding her latest infant in her arms in one hand and doing the lines with the other. And I just thought that was amazing. So I always remember that.
And knowing more about boating at this point, that in retrospect probably was not the best plan. much more conscious of safety now than I probably was then. But we have a lot of great fond memories of boating here in Charleston.
And at least you didn't drop little Nicholas in the dink. So.
That is a good point.
I think if you don't mind, Kim, we're just going to break from for a quick commercial from our Admiral sponsor, Curtis Stokes & Associates.
Sure.
Curtis Stokes & Associates is a yacht brokerage company that specializes in Great Loop capable boats. Curtis Stokes is a supporter of AGLCA at the Admiral level. If you're looking to buy or sell a Great Loop veteran from a trusted and knowledgeable broker, visit the company on the web at curtisstokes.net, email curtisstokes@curtisstokes.net, or call 954-684-0218.
Thanks, Beth. Kim, I touched upon our, and I say new, but actually our first one was, well, it's still pretty new. Our first one was in November, I think, the Looping Lifestyle Seminars. Tell us what they are and what the upcoming plans are, if you don't mind.
Sure, absolutely. We had been hearing from people on social media and just when we're out and about talking about the Great Loop. There seems to be a really large growing interest for the Great Loop, but also a lot of curiosity and people who aren't completely sold on the idea or just aren't really quite sure what it is. And we found people were hesitating to join the association and hesitating to make the time and the dollar investment in going to a full rendezvous until they had learned a little bit more about the Great Loop. So we introduced a seminar, what has now become a seminar series, back in the fall, and we did kind of the trial event here in Charleston back in November. And it's a one-day seminar that is kind of as much as we can fit about the Great Loop into a short amount of time. And the biggest struggle probably was trying to keep within the time frame. The format is basically the event starts with a 45-minute to an hour overview of the Great Loop and kind of the frequently asked questions from new great loopers or wannabe great loopers. And a lot of that is done through pictures because, like I said, the pictures are really what shows you and helps you experience the loop if you haven't actually set out on the trip yourself yet. We also bring in three or four of our gold looper couples who share the story of their loop, not so much from a, I went here and I went there, but more from a, this is the type of boat I chose and why I chose it, and this is what I liked about it, and what doing the loop meant to them and what they experienced. We all know that you'll be able to see the Statue of Liberty, and we know you'll spend time in canals and locks, but hearing from their perspective what that meant to them is really interesting, and it tends to help people who are undecided about the loop to really kind of light that fire and get them interested in learning more and taking that next step. So we bring in some gold loopers to do that. We also have one of our popular seminars from our rendezvous, which is usually called the ABCs of Looping, sometimes also subtitled Don't Leave Port Without. And it's kind of a new looper, basic beginner information on some of the technical things you need to have and do to be able to do the loop. And then we also bring in Chris and Elise Caldwell from Captain Chris Yacht Services, and they provide information on cruising as a couple. Because one of the fears we hear a lot from potential loopers is, how will I survive on a boat for a long-term cruise with just the two of us? And Chris and Elise are obviously very experienced in that and can help talk people through the issues that come with that and how you can work through them. And then Curtis Stokes has also been part of that series, and he talks about how to find your perfect looping boat. So, as I said, the first session was in Charleston in November, and the second one, which we had also planned at that same time, is this coming Friday in Fort Myers Beach at Pink Shell Resort, which is also one of our sponsors. And we're very excited about that. The event actually sold out. We could take about 90 or 95 attendees, and it's actually sold out. And we have a waiting list of about 60 people for that event. So we have gotten our planning mode in place, and we do have the next two in the series planned now to try and accommodate some of those people who we couldn't take at Fort Myers. So this is probably actually the first time it's being announced, but the next two events will be March 28th, that's a Saturday, in Annapolis, Maryland, at the Sheraton there. And the one following that will be Saturday, April 18th, at the Eaglewood Resort and Spa, which is right outside of Chicago near O'Hare Airport. So more information on those will be on our website, if not today, then by early next week. But I do expect it to be released today, and registration will be open for those.
Great. Thank you very much. If you think it's appropriate, would you give our listeners just a rough idea of the cost involved so they can kind of get an idea whether it's in their budget?
Sure. We try to keep the cost for that as minimal as we possibly can. We do need to cover some expenses.
Sure.
But it is $99 per person or $181 for a couple. So we try to discount it a little bit for you there. And then the registration fee includes a one-year membership for a solo person registering or a two-year membership in AGLCA for a couple that's registering. So ordinarily, to join AGLCA, the new membership fee is $69 for the first year, but that's included in your $99 seminar fee. And, of course, lunch is also included in that as well. So we try to give you some value back for the dollars that you'd be spending to attend.
Sounds like a great bargain to me. I know you've got an unbelievably busy schedule this month. Boat shows. I shouldn't say you, but AGLCA is going to be represented, and the Great Loop is going to be represented at boat shows this year, which is a different tack than we've taken in a long time.
It is, and one of the things that we're really trying to do is kind of spread the word about the Great Loop. It's such an amazing adventure for so many people, but there's so many boaters who really don't, either have never heard of it or just don't know enough about it. So these are very short seminars that we're doing at some of the Progressive Insurance boat shows, and that is co-sponsored by the National Marine Manufacturers Association, of which AGLCA is a member.
Uh-huh.
So we'll be giving a one-hour free seminar with attendance at the boat show. At the Chicago Boat Show, and that's actually not this weekend, but the following weekend, so a week from tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, there will be a one-hour seminar on the Great Loop. Following that, the next one will be the San Francisco Boat Show, which is about a week after that. And following that in February is the Miami Boat Show. We'll do the seminar once there, twice in San Francisco, once in Miami. And then we are tentatively scheduled also for the New England Boat Show, which is in February in Boston. But I do not have specific dates or times for that one yet.
Okay, great. It sounds like that's a plan. Chicago and Boston in the winter isn't a great plan, but good luck.
I agree. That was not my idea.
I know this is crazy, but the mother in me is like, oh, my goodness, does she even have a winter coat?
Probably not after living in Charleston for 20 years, but I'm sure I'll survive.
Rendezvous. Do you have anything different or enhancements planned for the regular spring and fall rendezvous that AJLCA always holds?
Well, let me answer that with kind of a yes and a no. I think our events are great, and we get great feedback about them. We constantly survey the attendees and get great feedback. But I also believe that there's always room to do things even better, even if they're going pretty well. One of the challenges that we have at the rendezvous is to try to make sure that we balance the content so that the planners and dreamers have something there for them, so that the current loopers or the doers have the content that they absolutely need at that point, and so that the veterans have something that they can come back and be interested in. And the veterans really are the lifeblood of the association because they have the knowledge. They've been there, they've done that, and so many of them really like to pay it forward and share their journey and what they've learned with the newer loopers. So it's a balance, and we've tossed around all kinds of different ideas, and I'm looking for feedback, really. I am looking at this director position as I'm the instrument to implement what the members want and need. So I'm really looking for as much feedback as possible from the membership. I'm not naive enough to think that I can make everybody happy, but I'm hoping I can get pretty close to that. So as we come up with ideas, first of all, keep the feedback coming, keep the suggestions coming. I love hearing them. I get emails. I've gotten several emails in the past week since I officially became director. And the ideas are great. And I'm starting to get to bear with me while I try to figure out how we can implement these. And if it comes down to having to make choices, I'll be looking to the membership for what is it that you need next. Here's three ideas that you all came up with that I think are great, but we can't do it all at once. So, help me just figure this out. It's the members' association. Like I said, I'm just kind of the tool here to make it happen for what they want.
Thank you. I guess many of the noticed the webpage has changed. I don't want to say dramatically, but it's been tweaked quite a bit since the last couple of months. That was Kim's doing, and just wondering, any changes planned there or anything?
There definitely are more improvements coming to the website. One of the things that we implemented a few months ago at member requests is a blog feed. Basically, for a very long time, we've had a list of member blogs on the website, and that's generated automatically from the membership database. So as soon as someone joins or updates their membership profile and puts in their blog, it feeds through to a spot on the website so people can see their blog. But we got some feedback that wasn't really that easy to use because there are 600 or so blogs in that list, and not all of them are current. Some of those are veteran loopers who finished their cruise, for example, 2 years ago, and really don't continue to update their blog. It's still useful information, so we keep it there. But the suggestion was that could we pull out the most current posts? We were able to do that. And this is just an example of changes that will be coming to the website. We were able to do that. We were able to put something together. It doesn't load as quickly as we would like, but it's a good interim step. And, the next step is to look at a tool that will perform that service better. But right now members can look at a live RSS blog feed that will pull in the most recent 50 posts from all of the member blogs that are listed in the membership database. So that's kind of one example of where we're looking for members to tell us, hey, we like this part of the benefits, but it could be tweaked a little bit. Those are the kind of things we're looking at. We know that there are still some improvements to the navigation of the website. There's some places where there's some redundancy, and there's some places where a few things were a little hard to find. We're very cautious with changes like that because while we think it could be better, there are 5,000 members out there who already know where they're looking for something. So we don't like to move things a whole lot because it can cause confusion. So we're very deliberate and cautious about when we make those changes. But we do have another set of small navigational changes planned. We also plan to redesign some of the secondary and tertiary pages. So the home page has been redesigned to be a little bit more graphic. There's an image there that rotates when you come to the site. But we do plan to try and incorporate more graphics to the subsequent pages that you arrive at when you click on things to make it more visually appealing. Not everyone's a visual person, but whether you're a visual person or not, the loop is a very visual journey. And whether you're a visual person or not, those pictures tend to speak to everyone. So we really want to incorporate that into the site and use some graphics to make things a little bit easier to navigate.
And I think the other big change that has come about in the last probably 3 or 4 months, if not longer, that I know you've got big plans are our presence on social media.
Yes, and the presence on social media probably affects the newer loopers or the wannabe loopers more so than members. Like I said, we've noticed that there is a contingent of voters and a contingent of non-voters that are curious and hear about this great loop thing but want to know more before they're interested in joining a group like ours. So the social media is really kind of designed to, well, twofold, to answer some of those more general questions where we can and to provide information. But then it's also a great platform for us to give kind of a kudos and a recognition to our veteran loopers. We usually, as soon as we're notified of someone completing the loop, we put it on Facebook that they've crossed their wake, and those are always the most liked and the most shared and the most commented on posts we ever put out there. So it's kind of a more public forum where we can recognize our successful loopers than our discussion forum, which is probably the most popular member benefit and where in-depth and detailed information is provided. But if you're not a member, you don't have access to that. So by putting it on Facebook, people can send it to their families and friends, and it's just a little bit more of a public way to recognize people for the huge accomplishment of finishing the Great Loop.
Okay. Anything else in the works? Do you think you'll be busy enough for a while?
I think I'll be busy enough for a while. My next big task this week is our Gold Looper reunion in Fort Myers, Florida. It's the day before the Looper Lifestyle Seminar. So extremely busy week. I'm very excited about it. I feel extremely honored to be in the company of the Gold Loopers, not being one myself. I am ready and excited to go soak up their knowledge. And I've got a few specific even appointments scheduled with Gold Loopers to gather some feedback from them and learn what I need to know. And then as soon as I get back, well, directly after that, I'm headed to Chicago for the Chicago Boat Show. So as soon as I touch back to Charleston, my next big project is to get the seminar scheduled for the spring rendezvous, which is May 4th through 7th, 2015, at Norfolk, Virginia again. I want to get the agenda out there for everyone, but as you probably know, well, I know you know Janice, but as you all probably realize, a lot of work goes into planning those seminars, and Janice has done it in the past. This is the first time I'm planning them. You can expect to see some similarities to the existing agenda and probably some new things in there as well. But that's my next big challenge, is to get those seminars scheduled. So if there are anybody out there with suggestions, please send them my way. You can email me at krusso, which is K-R-U-S-S-O, at greatloop.org, or you can call me at 843-879-5030. But I'm currently, like I said, looking for suggestions for the seminar topics. and for speakers for a lot of them as well. We always have and always will continue to cover the waterways and the route ahead. It's great information. It's information that the current loopers need. But there's some room for some other things in what we call our Looper 101 or our side sessions, which are more general topics. We've even considered the idea of adding additional tracks to that to try and accommodate newbies as well as the current loopers as well as veterans. I'm not sure we'll be – first of all, we're not completely sure that is a great idea. So opinions about that are also welcome. But Norfolk is a great facility. The marina, the Waterside Marina, who is also a sponsor, is right outside the Sheraton Hotel there. So it's a perfect facility, lots of room for us to grow. So if we want to experiment with some different sessions or more sessions within the context of the rendezvous, it's a great place to do it. As I think I emailed somebody yesterday, bear with me while I try and implement some of these changes. I don't know how much you'll see different in the spring, but I think you can at least look for a few different Looper 101 or side session seminars than you've seen in the past. As I said earlier, our rendezvous are pretty successful, and we survey the attendees on each and every topic that is presented, and the scores are always very high. So it's kind of difficult to say, well, we don't want to repeat that session if it got a great score, but at the same time, we know that people return to the rendezvous and they do want to hear something new and different. So again, it's a balance, and the best way for us to figure it all out is to hear from all of you. So let us know.
Well, Kim, you were concerned about timing. We are just about perfect. It's 10:26.
Well, you get me going, and I just don't stop talking. So
I was just thinking exactly the same thing, Kim.
That she doesn't
As
stop
you can
talking.
Tell, I'm excited about it. I get going, and I get excited about it. It's a lot of fun. The most amazing, wonderful group of people I've ever met as a whole collectively are loopers. So I'm thrilled. Couldn't be happier about doing this job.
Well, great. Thank you very much. Everyone knows you'll do
Kim.
A great job. And
yes.
I think we'll sign off for now. For our gold loopers listening, we hope we'll see many of you Wednesday and Thursday at our sponsor, Legacy Harbor Marina. And the show will continue. If anyone has any questions, you can contact me about memory issues. Everyone have a wonderful week. Safe cruising. Until next time, AGLCA is signing off. Thanks, Kim.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye, everybody.